Mishnayis Masecht Nozir. The first Mishnah, Kol Kinuye Nezirus Kinezirus. Any type of a nickname for Kabbalah's Nezirus has the aloha like a regular lotion of a Nezirus. Now another Kiddush is Ho'aymer Ahei. If somebody says, I want to be, is Harezer Nozir. That's also considered a good lotion for Nezirus. Oyehei Nozir, or also somebody says, I want to be nice. That's all considered a good lashon for Nezirus. Now, the first part of this Mishnah says a chiddush of kinuya Nezirus, which means a nickname. Even though you don't use the regular lashon of Harei Alai or Hareini Nozir, still you become a Nozir, and the Gemara will soon explain it. What exactly is called kinuya Nezirus? And in the Gemara in the Dorim we had, that really it's a machlokes from Yechon and Resh Lakish. If this is a new lashon that the Chachamim made up to use, kinuyim, or else it's just a slang way of talking in other languages. That really it's another way of using, of saying the word nazir in other languages. Like we'll soon see that the Mishnah says, is nazir or naziach or poziach, these are called nicknames for Kabbalah's Nazirus. That's the chiddush of the beginning of the Mishnah. Then the Mishnah goes off to another chiddush, which is called yodois nedarim is kinedarim. But here, Yodos Naziris Kinaziris. It means you don't end off and finish your Lashon. You only say a short Lashon like over here. You say, Ahei means Ahei, I will be. And the Gemara says, it's talking about where a Nazir is walking in front of you. And a person says, Ahei, I want to be, which means to say you want to be like him. See, even though you did not finish off your Lashon, you only started it off. That's called a Yad. Sometimes the beginning of the Lashon is enough for a Kabbalah's Nezirus. Then the next Chiddush is, Ahei Nova, I want to be nice. And the Gemara says, we're talking about where you're holding your hair in your hand. So by saying that, you mean to say, I want to be Mekabbalah, like not to cut off my hair for the next 30 days, which means you want to become a Nazir. Now the Mishnah goes to explain that if somebody says Nazir, that's the equal lashon of Nezirus. Now a Chiddush of Kinuya is, Nozik, Noziach or Poziach, is Harezer Nozir. If somebody uses one of these three words, again, it's the Machlokes, whether it's a new Lashon that the Chachamim made up to use. And like Gemara Nedarim says, in order not to come to say Hashem's name in vain, or else whether this is just a slang way of talking, still the Mishnah says Harezer Nozir. This is considered a good Kabbalah's Nazirus. What about if somebody says Hareini Kozir? I want to be like this. And again, the Gemara says, we're talking about where a Nazir is walking in front of him, and he says, Hareini Kozir, that's also a lashon of saying, you also want to become a Nazir. If somebody says, Hareini Misalsel, or else Hareini Mechalkel, or else Harei Olai Leshaleach Pera, is Harei Zer Nazir. These are also ways of accepting upon yourself to become a Nazir. Now, if you say Hareini Misalsel means you want to like comb out your hair. Misalsel means like move around your hair. In other words, this is a way of saying you want to let your hair grow long, which means that you want to become a Nazir. Or else if you say Hareini Mechalkel, Mechalka means a lashon of also to straighten out your hair, to work with your hair. Or else Hareyala Leshaleach Pera means I want to like throw my hair in the back. In other words, let my hair grow long. So this means, Harei Zeh Nozir. That means you mekabel upon yourself to be a Nozir. If somebody says, Harei Alai Tziporim, I want it to be upon myself to bring like the two birds, which the two birds are a korban that a Nozir that became Tomei has to bring after it becomes Tahor. So Rabbi Meir Oymer Nozir. Rabbi Meir says when the person uses this lashon, Harei Alai Tziporim, he means to mekabel upon himself to be a Nozir. That through being a Nozir, there's a possibility that if you become Tomei, you'll have to bring these two birds. But the Chum Maimon, the Chum say no, ain't a Nozir. This is not a good lashon of being mekabel Nazirus. In other words, this is not a lashon of being a Nozir, but rather just that it's a lashon of Harei Alai to bring these two birds for Karbonis. But this does not make you a Nozir. Mishnah Bey says, if somebody says, Hareini Nozir Minachatzanim, or Minachazagin, I want to be a Nozir to keep myself back from eating either the pits or the shells of the grapes, which are also for a nazir to eat, or else a min ha-tagalachas, I want to be a nazir that I cannot take a haircut, or min ha-tumah, or else I want to be a nazir to hold myself back, that I should not be able to touch a mace to become tummy, as a reizeh nazir, v'chol dikduke nizirus alov, you become a total nazir with all the halachas, even though you are not makabel upon yourself all of the halachas of nazirus. Like in each case here, you only accepted upon yourself one halacha of nazirus, but that's the pshat from this kind of karma that holds that even if you only accept upon yourself one part, one halacha of nazirus, you automatically have a din nazir with all the halachas of nazirus. Now, somebody says, Hareini kishimshon, I want to become a nazir like Shimshon, kiben Manoach, which was the son of Manoach, kibal Delila, which was the husband of Delila, and kimi sheokar dalsos Aza, like the famous Shimshon that pulled off the gates, the doors of Aza, and kimi shenikru Pelishtim esenov, like the Shimshon that the Pelishtim pulled out his eyes. So somebody says this, Hareza Nozer Shimshon. He has the halacha of a Nazirus of Shimshon. And the Mishnah will soon explain what this is, what type of a Nazirus is Nazirus Shimshon. But the Tanakhama holds here that there is a Kabbalah you could accept upon yourself to be a Nazir like Shimshon. So you have to speak out all these things so that we should not be mistaken and mean you just want to be a Nazir like your friend Shimshon. But rather you have to mean to accept upon yourself this special type of Nazirus that the famous Shimshon had. Now the Mishnah explains, Ma ben Nazir Olam, the Nazir Shimshon. What's the difference between somebody who was makabel to be a Nazir forever, or the Nazirus of Shimshon? Like Shimshon was also a Nazir for his whole lifetime. So the Mishnah says like this, Nazir Olam, if somebody accepts upon himself to be a Nazir forever, so here the halacha is, hich bitzaroi, if his hair becomes heavy. That means after his hair grows a long time. And then the Gemara one man yama says it means after a year, or else after a month, is make a batar. Here you're allowed to not shave off your hair completely, but at least make a means make a little bit easier upon you, like you could cut off part of your hair. Umevi shalosh behemis. And every time you take this type of a haircut, you have to bring gimel behemis, which is a chattis and an oila and a shlomim. V'yim nitma, if a person becomes tamei while the nazirus oilam, is maybe korban tumah, it's a regular loch of a nazir, that when a nazir becomes tamei, later when it becomes tor, he has to bring a korban tumah on the eighth day. But nazir shimshon, the loch if somebody accepts upon himself to be a nazir of shimshon, here the loch is hich bitzaroi einamekel. No matter how heavy and how long his hair grows, he has no heter to cut it off. Like Shimshon, there was no heter for him to cut his hair at all. The yimnitma, but let's say this type of a nazir becomes tamei, einoy mevi korban tumah. He does not have to bring a korban tumah, because that's the halacha by Shimshon, that Shimshon was mutter l'tamei l'meisim. In other words, there was a new type of a nazirus called nazir Shimshon. That means even though a regular nazir has the issa not to touch Mesim, but Shimshon, he was allowed to touch Mesim. His Nazirus Bikr was only just not to cut off his hair. And who Adin Shimshon was also to drink wine. Because his halachas were special halachas. And really in the Gemara to Machlokes, one man v'yom it says that you cannot be mekabel upon yourself to be a Nazir Shimshon. Because Shimshon himself was not a Nazir because of a Kabbalah. He was not mekabel the nazirus upon himself, and his father was not mekabel the nazirus upon himself. It was just like halacha, like min hashamayim, and that's the way the Novi just told over to Shimshon's father, like, that's the way Hashem wants your son to be. But there was no lashon of a kabbalah, therefore it was a special halacha by Shimshon, and nobody else could be like that. However, our Tana, the Mishnah holds, know that it's shayach to be mekabel such a nazirus, and if you accept upon yourself to be a nazir like Shimshon, so the halacha is that you could never take a haircut, you could never drink any wine, however it's mutter for you to be metama l'meisim. Yeah, Mishnah Gimel, Stam Nazirus Shloshim Yoyim. If somebody says Stam, he wants to be a Nazir, it's for 30 days. Omar Hareini Nazir Achaz Gedoila, If somebody says, I want to be like one big Nazirus, or else, Hareini Nazir Achas Ketana, I want to be one time a small Nazir, Afilu Mikan V'yat Soifoylam, even if he says the words that it should be to me, like from here to the end of the world, the locher is Nazir Shloshim Yoyim. All he meant to say is that he wants to be a Nazir for 30 days. Since he said Lashon of Achas, one, I want to be like one time a Nazir. So the word G'dayla Ketana means either it's a tremendous thing for me to do, or else it's simple for me to do. And even if he says that Afilu Mikan V'yat Soifoylam, like as if to say, this is so hard for me to do, even to be a Nazir for 30 days, as if from here to the end of the world. But since he said the word achas, he did not mean more than one time to be a Nazir. What about if he says, Hareini Nazir, V'yayim Echad, I want to be a Nazir, and he adds, and one more day? We said the locker is, or else he says, Hareini Nazir V'shrachas, I want to be a Nazir, with Stam Naziris is for 30 days, and then he adds, at another time, another hour. Or if somebody says, Hareini Nazir Achas, Umechza, I want to be a Nazir once and a half. So the Lachra in all these cases are that Hareze Nazir Shtayim. It means to be mekabel upon himself to be a Nazir two times, which means he has to be a Nazir for 30 days, then he has to do it over a second time. Because since he says another day or another shore, you can't be a Nazir just for one day of one for one shore. So when you say Hareini Nazir, you mean to be a Nazir. And when you add on another day, another hour, you mean to be another time a Nazir. What about if somebody says, Hareini Nazir Shloshim Yoyim V'Shrachas, I want to be a Nazir for 30 days in 1 hour? Then what he meant to say is, Nazir Shloshim V'Yechad Yoyim. He meant to say he wants to be a Nazir for 31 days. At the Lachar is, you can accept upon yourself to be a Nazir as long as you want. Shei Nazirim L'Shoyis, because nobody needs a Nazir just for an hour. So by saying V'Shrachas here, you meant to say another day, you meant to say you want to be a Nazir for 31 days. See if you stand say Hareini Nazir V'Yoyim Echad, you mean to say two times to be a Nazir. But you say clearly Hareini Nazir Shloshim Yoyim V'Shrachas, that's like saying you want to be a Nazir for 31 days. The Mishnah Dalet. If somebody says Hareini Nazir Kisar Roshi, I want to be a Nazir like the hair of my head, or else the Chafar Oretz, like the dirt of the ground, or else Kechol Hayom, like the sand of the by the ocean. Hareze Nazareilam. He means to say he wants to be a Nazir like Feilam. In other words, since the person said Hareini Nazir, we know he wants to be a Nazir. And now he says, like, how long does he want to be a Nazir? For how much hair he has on his head? And we can't count that. Or else like the dust or like the sand. Therefore we say he means to be a Nazir Leilam for the rest of his life. And what's the loch of a Nazir Leilam? U'magaleya achas l'shloshim yoyim. He has a right to take a haircut once in 30 days. And the pshat is that since he said that he wants to be a Nazir like his hair, which each hair is separate, so he said he meant to say he wanted to be accept upon himself many Nazirus, ad ein sof. But each 30 days is a separate Nazirus. So therefore, once in every 30 days he takes a haircut. Then he has to bring the korban. In other words, he has to finish his Nazirus, and then right away he has to start over again. Rebbe says, Ein zeh megaleach achas l'shloshim yoyim. No, this is not the case to be megaleach once in 30 days. In other words, Rebbe holds that if you say this lashon, you mean to be one long nazirus your whole lifetime. So you can't take a haircut once in 30 days. But v'yezeh l'shem megaleach achas l'shloshim yoyim, according to Rebbe, what's the case that you can take a haircut every 30 days? Well, even if somebody says, Harei olai nazirus kisar roshi. You say Lashon of Harei Olai, you mean to make a Kabbalah of many Nazirus. Harei Olai Nazirus, and how many Nazirus do you want to accept upon yourself? Kisar Roish Yechaf Horetz Ukechol Hayom. So you say Lashon of Harei Olai, you mean to accept upon yourself different Nazirus. How many? As many as you can count. Therefore, once in 30 days, you can take a haircut back and start the Nazirus over again. Just say, Harei Nazir Kishar Nazir. I want to be a Nazir like a full house, or a full basket. So we say, so you have to check him out. You have to ask him, what did he mean to say? If he said, Achaz Gedolah Nazarti, I don't accept upon myself to be one time a Nazir. No, I'm just saying it's very big for me, it's hard for me to be a Nazir. So we say then, Nazir Shloshim Yoyim. he's only a nazir for 30 days. But v'yemomar stam nozarti, but if he says, no, I was not a mekabel, just one. I said this lashon of stam, that I want to be a nozir as much as as big as my house, as big as his basket. Then we say that we look at this basket as if it's filled up with mustard seeds. In other words, there's plenty there that we can't count. And therefore, the nozir kol yomov, he remains a nozir the rest of his life. Which again, we, according to Rebbe that we had before, that means he's a nozir nezirus achas kol yomov. He has one long nezirus the rest of his life. And according to Tana Kama, it means before, he's nezirus chalukas, that every 30 days, like, starts over again, a new count, a new type of a nezirus. Mishnah Vav. Hareini nozir mikan ad makom pleni. Somebody says, I want to be a nozir, like from here until that place, until makom pleni. So what does he mean to say? It's like this. I'm dim, which we measure out, kama yomim mikan ad makom pleni. How long does it take to walk, to travel, from here to that place that he mentioned? In pochus mishloishim yoim, if it's less than a 30-day journey, then we say nozir shloishim yoim. All he meant to be is just a regular nozir of 30 days. Why did he say this loshim mikan ad makom pleni? That's the way of saying, like, up until 30 days. But what about v'yim lav? Let's say it's longer than 30 days. Then we say nozir kiminyan hayomim. He meant to become a nozir as long as it would take him to take this journey. The journey takes 40 or 50 days. He meant to be a nozir for 40 or 50 days. Mishnah Zayin. Hareini nozir kiminyan yomei sachama. I want to be a nozir as the days of the Ra in the on the sun year. Is moina nezirus kiminyan yomei sachama. So he has to count the nezirus as if the yomei sachama, which is 365. In other words, he counts 365 nezirus. Each nezirus is 30 days. He has to start over again, and he has to continue doing this like for 30 years. Amar Rav Yehuda Yehuda says, "Ma'isahoya tekeven shishlem meis." That there was a case like this, and when he finished counting his nezirus, he died. The Gemara's Mazba that the Pshat from Yud is that he heard that according to Rebbe, he would argue over here also. It said that a person remains one long nezirus loylum, but he can never end. So therefore, Yud like means to argue on Rebbe and says it brings a proof to the Tanakhama here that no, you have to be a nazir. Like every 30 days, a new nezirus for 365 times. In other words, you do finish it. After 30 years, you finish it. Therefore, here it's Sarah's case that Ma'isahoya kiven shishlim, like when he finished these 30 years of being a nazir every 30 days, it was Mace, the person died. So you see, it's possible to have an end to this type of a nezirus. Yeah, Perek Sheni. First Mishnah, Hareini nazir min ha-gregris u-min ad-vela. If somebody says he wants to be a nozir, that means, and he says he wants to be also, not to be able to eat tainin, gregris, which is dried out figs, or else advela, which is figs that are crushed, is beshama yermim nozir. Beshama says yes, the yisim nezirus is chal, even though a regular nozir is allowed to eat figs, but beshama holds the svari that ein adam moitzi dvar levatola. So since he said the lashon of a rainy nozir, he meant to be a nozir. When he says min gregus min advela, we don't look at it. Well, Beis Hillel says no, ain't a nozir. He's not a nozir because Beis Hillel holds the svaris that the gemara dvar of other mitzvahs, we have to go at the end what he said. And since at the end he explained himself that he only wants to be us to eat figs, and a regular nozir is mutar, therefore he's not a nozir. Omar Reb Yehuda says af kishamru beishama, even when beishama said his alochem that he becomes a nozir. Lo yomru ela b'yomer harei hein olai korban. In other words, if you hold that according to Beis Shammai, he does not become a real nazir. Only what he means to say is that he wants the gregarious and vil to be us at him like a korban. In other words, in his heart he said this, like in his heart he thought harei hein olai korban, they should be us at him like a korban, means that he wanted to make an issa neder upon figs. So if you hold that the pshat from Beis Shammai is not that he's really a nazir, but just that there's an issa neder upon himself that he's not allowed to eat his gregris or a develus. Here, Mishnah Beis. Omar, if the person says, Omra porazu, like this cow is like saying that hareini nezira imamedes ani, that I'm going to remain a nazir if you can't pick me up. In other words, it's talking about now that you have your cow lying down in front of you, and you're trying to get it up, and you can't get it up. It's like you say to yourself, it's as if the cow said, like, she's not going to get up, she'd rather be a Nazira. So in other words, really what the person is saying is that he's going to become a Nazir if he can't get his cow to stand up. Or else he says, Oman, the person says, Hadela Sazet, like this door is saying, Hareni Nazir im Niftachani. In other words, the door is very hard to open up. So the person is saying, it's like the door said that he's going to be a Nazir, of course, we can't, if we open them up. In other words, the person meant to say that I'm going to be a Nazir if I can't open up this door. So Beishamayim Beishami says Nazir. That's the halacha. If he can't get the cow to stand up or he can't get the door to open up, he becomes a Nazir. Beishilu says, no, ain't a Nazir. He's not called a good Nazir. And the Pshat from Beisil is like the Mishnah before, that here, even though you said like you want to be a Nazir, but you said like you want to be a Nazir from this Parah. So you meant to say that you want to be Aser to eat the meat of this Parah. There's no such Issa Naziris. A Nazir is allowed to eat meat. Therefore, according to Beisil, lo yom haklum, he's not a Nazir. And again, Amar Rabbi Yehuda says, Af kishamru Beishamai, even when Beishamai said, Eloi Amru Ela Boimer, Hare Parah Zu Alai Korbin Amamedesi. Not that the Pshat, according to Beishamai, the person is really a Nazir, but rather all he meant is really to make himself Asa that he can't eat this cow. He wants this cow to be like a Korban, a Nisa Neder to him. That if he can't get this cow to stand up, so then he wants to make the cow Asa to him, a Neder. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, he's not a Nazir, according to Beishamai, but only that he's Asa teeth from his cow. Mishnah Gimel. Mazgul lo yesakais. They were pouring for him. They were pouring for him a cup full of wine. In other words, he was sitting in a suda, and they were pouring for him some wine. The Omer, and he said like this, Hareni nozi mimenu, I want to be a nozer from it, nor is not to drink this wine. But that's the way he's saying, I don't want to drink wine. But he says the Lashon, Hareni nozi mimenu, I'm becoming a nozer from it, from this glass of wine. So then the locher is Hareza nozer. He becomes a nozer, because a nozer is also from drinking wine. And Maisa Bishachas Shahoisa Shikaira. It once happened the case with one lady that she used to become Shikar. Omozgu Lo Esakois. And at one time they poured some wine for her. The Yomra, and she said, Harena Nazira Mimeno. I want to become a Nazira, like from it. In other words, she's saying she's Asa to drink this wine. Is Omru Chachom Nechom said, Lo Niskavna Eloloima Hareyu Alai Korban. All she meant to say here is, that this wine should be also to like a carbon, but she does not mean to become a Nazira. So the Gemara explains that it's not really a stira, but the pshat is it depends what the person is. Here the case is that she was a shikara, so when she says she wants to be also to drink wine, we know what she meant is not to become a Nazir, but just to make herself also not to drink this cup of wine. But if somebody else that's not a shikara doesn't like go to drink wine all the time, by him, if he says, Hareni Nazir Mimenu, he really means to make an Issa Naziris and not just to make an Asa to drink this wine. Yeah, Mishnah Dalet. Hareni Nazir Al Menas Sheheye Shoyse Yayin Umetama Lamesim. The person says he's Makabal to be a Nazir, but with the condition that he's able to drink wine and he could be Metama Lamesim. So the locher is Hareze Nazir V'yosa B'kulon. He becomes a Nazir. And the condition that he made, the tonight that he made, since it's Amash Kosu Batera, we all tonight his bottle, and therefore he's also the Kulum, he's like a regular Nazir. What about if somebody says, Yoideyani Sheyesh Nazirus? I know there's such a Pasha of Nazirus. Avlen Yoideyesh a Nazir also be Yain, but I do not know that a Nazir is also with wine. Still, the locker is a razor also. The person becomes also with everything. In other words, even though he doesn't know the Yisra of Yain, but since he knows the other Yisurim, so we hold the Kabbalah even for one of the Yisurim is the Kabbalah for the whole Yisur of Naziris. But Rabbi Shimon Mater, Rabbi Shimon holds no Yismutter, because Rabbi Shimon Shita is the Kabbalah of Naziris has to be the Kulam. You have to be Mekabal all the halachas of a Nazir. What about if somebody says, Yoideyani Shanazir also be Yain? I know the halacha that a Nazir is also to drink wine. I will suffer Yisir Shechachom Matirum Li. But I thought to myself that the Chomim for sure would be matrit for me. Why? I could only live if I drink wine. Or else he thought that for me the Chomer would let me touch Mesim, because that's my job, to bury Mesim. So the Locher is Harezeh Mutter. In such a case, the person is Mutter for Rabbi Shimon Oysa. Did that the Chomer say it's Mutter? Pshat the Gemara explains, this is one of the four Nedorim, the Natira Chachomim. This is like a Nidre Oinsin, or else like a Nidre Shkogos. It's like a Shogeg, therefore the Locher is that the Neder is not Chal. Rabbi Shimon Oysim and the Rabbanan, and he holds that even they by these four Nedarim, that the Neder is not Chal, still with Rabbanan you have to have a Heter HaChocham. Therefore it's Osir until you go to a Chocham to be Matan the Neder. Mishnehe, Hareini Nazir, the Ola Legaleach is Nazir. If somebody says he wants to become a Nazir, and it's upon him to make a Giluah to take a haircut, which the Gemara says that means to say that he's Mekabel upon himself, to bring Karbonos for another Nozir. In other words, he becomes a Nozir himself. And also, V'yolai l'galeach Nozir means, I take upon myself to bring the Karbonos for another Nozir. Now, V'shoma chaveru v'yomar v'ani, and now his friend hears him say this, and he says v'ani and me also. So the pshat is V'yolai l'galeach Nozir, that the other person also has the chiv now to become a Nozir, and also to bring Karbonos for another Nozir. So therefore the Mishnah says, since they both have this chiyuv to become a Nazir and to bring Karbonos for another Nazir, if they will be smart people, is Megalchim Zeh, let each one bring the Karbonos for the other one. So both of them become a Nazir, and both of them are bringing Karbonos for somebody else. V'yimlav, and if not, Megalchim Nazir Macherim, they have to not only bring their own Karbonos for themselves, but they also have to bring Karbonos for another Nazir. Mishnevov, Harei Olai Legaleach Echatzi Nozir. Someone says it's upon me to be Legaleach Echatzi Nozir means to bring Karbonos for half of a Nozir. In other words, to bring half of the Karbonos that a Nozir has to bring. V'shoma Chaveru V'omar Vani, and the friend heard this and also said, me too, is Olai Legaleach Echatzi Nozir. He also has the chiv to bring half of the Karbonos for a Nozir. So Locher is Zeh Legaleach Nozir Sholim, V'zeh Legaleach Nozir Sholim. Divrei Rabbi Meir, this is Rabbi Meir Shita, that he holds that each one of them has to bring the Karbonos for a whole Nazir. Because the pshat from Rabbi Meir is that when the person said first that Harei Alai Legaleach, so right away that means you're Mekabel upon yourself to bring all the Karbonos for a Nazir. And then when you say Chatzi Nazir, it's like you want to be Chayzer, and therefore you can't be Chayzer, since you first said Harei Alai Legaleach. V'chachomim oimim v'chomim say no, Zeh Megaleach Echatzi Nozir, V'zeh Megaleach Echatzi Nozir. Like you're explaining what you first meant, that's not called the Chazor, like you're retracting. Therefore, we understand what you say, you only mean to Mekabel, to bring half of the Karbonos for another Nozir. So that's all that each one has to do. Each one only has to bring Chatzi, half of the Karbonos for a Nozir. Here, Mishneh Zayin. What about if somebody says, Hareini Nozir L'Kesheyir Liven? Like when I have a son, when my wife gives birth to a son, then I want to become a Nazir. And V'noilad Loiven, and his wife gave birth to a son. So the Locher is Poshet Hareza Nazir, he becomes a Nazir then. What about if he says, what about Noilad Loivas? Let's say he had a daughter, or else Tumtum V'Androidness, a person that's a Sophic, a doubt whether he's a Zohar or a Keva, is ain't a Nazir, then he's not a Nazir. Because when he said then means avadai only a son. What about the Momer if he says kishe'eri vlad? Like I want to become a nazir when I see when my wife gives birth to a vlad. What does the word vlad mean? Afilu nolad loivas, even if he has a daughter. Whereas tumtum v'androgynous, we're doubtful whether it's a zohar or a keva, is a reza nazir. In other words, when he says the lashon of a ben. Ben means for sure only a Zohar, only a son. But if he says the word Vlad, that means any child that he has. Mishnah Ches. He pilo ishtoi ein a Nozir. Let's say his wife has a miscarriage, then he does not become a Nozir. That's not called a Vlad, that's not called a Ben. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Rabbi Shimon says like this. Yoimer should say like this. Him hoye ben kayomo harayani nazir choyvo. V'yim lav harayani nazir nadavo. In other words, according to Rabbi Shimon, it's a suffix. If a pilu, she has a miscarriage, is that called a Vlad? Maybe it's considered a Vlad. Therefore, he has to say like this. that if that son was supposed to live, he was supposed to be a Ben Kayama, he was like formed like a 9-month-old baby, then the law is I raise a nazir chayva. I become a nazir as my chayv. The imlav on the tzad that this lad is not a ben kayama, then I'm doing a b'taras nedava as a reyani nazir nedava. So for sure he has to become a nazir now and bring this kabbonis. What about chazur v'yolda? Let's say she gives birth a second time to a ben kayama. Is a reyza nazir. Then according to the Tanakama, now he becomes a nazir because when she was mapil, it was not called the vlad. So now when she has the vlad, now he has to become a nazir. All right, turn over. However, Rabbi Shimon says, Yomer, he has to say like this, Ima Rishon ben Kayoma, if the first son I had, when his wife was mapil, had a miscarriage, that really was supposed to be ben Kayoma, is a Rishon chayv, that he kept already one nazirus, that was his chayv, v'zu nedava, and the second time now is when she has a real ben Kayoma, that's only nedava to be a nazir now, because maybe it was already yaitzitz chayv from before. V'yim lav, let's say the first one was a real hapolo, was not a vlad kayoma, so the first nazirus that he kept was only a b'teres nedava, therefore a Rishon nedava, v'zu chayv, and now that his wife gave birth to a real ben Kayoma, now's the time that he has to be a nazir because of that neder. Mishnah Tes, Hareni Nazir V'Nazir Kishiyah Liven. I want to be a Nazir now, like. And I also want to become a Nazir when my wife gives birth to a son. So therefore, Hischol Moina Eshaloi. Like right now, before his wife gives birth, he starts to count the Naziris that he was Makabal upon himself, even without the Vlad. V'Yachakach Noedad Liven, and then in the middle of his Naziris, then his wife gives birth to a son. So Alachar is Mashlem Eshaloi. He has to first finish off his own nazirus, the first 30 days. V'yachakach moinei shel b'nai, and then he starts over again a new count, a second time to be a nazir, for the sake of the son that he had. What about if the person says this way, Hareini nazir kashir liven, I want to become a nazir when my wife gives birth to a son. V'nazir, and then also I want to be a nazir now. But he made the kabbalah for his son first. Now his chalmoinei shaloi, so before his wife gave birth, he started to count nazirus for himself, the yachakach nedar levin in the middle of his own in the middle of his own nazirus. Now his wife gave birth to a son, so here the locher is mania cheshaloi. He has to stop counting his own nazirus. Let him start counting now 30 days for his son. The yachakach mashle meshaloi. And after he finishes the 30 days for his son, then he goes back to finish his own nazirus. And the locher is that he does not take a haircut when he finishes one nazirus, but rather he waits till he finishes both nazirus, then he takes one haircut for both, and then he brings two sets of kabbonis, each one for each nazirus. Mishnah Yud. Hareini nazir l'kashir liven. He says he wants to become a nazir when his wife gives birth to a son. V'nazir me'a yom, and I also want to be a nazir for 100 days. Now, noilad loiven at shivim. If his wife gave birth to the son before he counted 70 days, he doesn't miss anything, which means that true, like he counted his 70, then he counts 30 for his son, and then he continue counts his own, as he counts for kids, so both together 130 days. That's like he has to count for himself and for his son, so he's not missing anything by the count of 130 days. But what about Liyach HaShivim? Let's say his wife first gives birth after he counted 70 days for himself, then we say Sois HaShivim. Its Isra takes away up until 70 days. In other words, let's say you counted 70, let's say you counted 80 days. So true, then you count 30 days for your son, and you take a haircut. So now, even though really you only have 20 more days left to go, but you can't just count 20 days, because the klal is, shein tegalachas, pochus mishloshim yoyim. You can't take a haircut, l'shem nazirus, unless you have here worth of 30 days. So therefore now, since you took a haircut for your son, now you want to continue counting, you're going to have to continue for at least 30 more days. Yeah, Perek Shlishi Mishnah. Misha Omar, somebody says, Hareini Nazir, I want to become a Nazir, a Stam Nazir, which we know Stam and Nazir is for 30 days. So the locher is Megaleach Yom Shleishim V'yechon. On the 31st day, the day after his Naziris, that's when he takes his haircut, and that's when he can bring his kabbonis. But v'yim gilach liyom shleishim, let's say he took his haircut on the 30th day, so yotza, but the evidence is yotza,
because Tam Nazirus we say Nixus Yom is Kakuloi. So on the 30th is the day of the morning he kept Nazirus, it's considered like the whole day. And therefore if he takes a haircut that day with the effort, it's okay. But what's gonna be if somebody says Hareini Nozir Shleishim Yom? Somebody says clearly he wants to be a Nozir for 30 days. So here the loch is in Gilach Liyom Shleishim. If he took his haircut on the 30th day, Lo Yotz is not Yotza. Here we do not say Nixas Hayom Kukuloi. Since he said clearly 30 days, he meant 30 complete days. And therefore he can't stop as a zero until the beginning of the 31st day. Mishnah Beis. Mishen Nozar Shtei Neziruyas. Someone is makabel upon himself to become twice a Nozir. Which the Halacha is, he's supposed to first count 30 days for the first Nazirus, and then take haircut and bring Kabonis. Then he starts over again to start counting his second Nazirus, another 30 days. So Lochriz Megaleach Esa Rishoyne Yom Shleshim V'yechot. At the Mishnah before, Lochadchili is supposed to take haircut first, after the 30 days, on the 31st day, and you bring a Kabonis. V'yes HaShniya Yom Shishim V'yechot. And then for the second Nazirus, on the 61st day, that's when you take haircut, for the second Nazirus. And the Chiddush here is that after the first Nazirus on the 31st day, true you took your haircut in the morning, but then after the haircut you could be mekabel the second Nazirus. That 31st day really was the first day also for the second Nazirus. So the second Nazirus ends on the 60th day, and therefore on the 61st day you got to take your haircut and bring your kabbonis. The Yom Gilach, the Mishnah says, as the Rishoni Yom Shleshim, let's say he took a haircut for the first Nazirus on the 30th day, so the Locher is then, you end your Nazirus then, and Mixes Yom Kukudah, you could start counting the second Nazirus on the 30th day. If so, Megaleach es Hashniya Yom Shishim, then when it comes to 60th day, that's like the 31st day, because the 30th day is your first day of the new Nazirus. So 60 is the end of it, and therefore, 60 finished it already. Therefore, on the 60th day, you're allowed to take your haircut for the second Nazirus. V'yim gilach yom shishim chosar echad yotza. Let's say for the second Nazirus, you took your haircut on the 59th day, which is the 30th day of your second Nazirus. So again, b'di'evudi yotza, we say, mixas yom kukuloi, the beginning of the day was for the Nazirus, and therefore you could take your haircut that day. The Mishnah says, Vizu Edis Hayid Rabbi Papayas. The Papayas said over in Edis that Amish and Nozir Shtei Naziros. That somebody was makabel upon himself to be twice a Nazir. That Shim Gilech Es Rishoni Yom Shleishim. If he took a haircut after 30th day from his first Naziris, he took a haircut. That the Locher is Megaleach Es Hashniya Yom Shishim. That you're allowed to take haircut for the second one on the 60th day, like we just said, because the 30th day you say Mixas Yom Kukulay, so the beginning of the day is like the end of the first Nazirus, and the end of the day starts the second Nazirus. So Yom Shleshim is number one for the second Nazirus. Therefore, the 60th day is like the 31st day of the Nazirus, so you can take your haircut on the 60th day. The Yom Gilach Li Yom Shishim Chosar Echad. But b'di'evud, if he took his haircut on the 59th day, which is the 30th day of the second Nazirus, yotza, b'di'evud would be yotza. Sheyom shleishim oilu lemin aminyin. Because the 30th day, we say, mixas yom kukulai. That's oilu lemin aminyin, is considered part of the Nazirus. And it helps like mikan ulakan. So it's the end of the first Nazirus, and it's also the beginning of the second Nazirus. Mishnah Gimel. Misha Omar, somebody says, Hareini Nozir, is makabel upon himself to be a Stam Nozir, which is for 30 days. Now, Nitma Yom Shleshim, that's on the 30th day, he became Tomei, touched the mace. Even though, by the Ebed, if he would have brought his Kabonis today, he would have been Yotza. But in the case that he did not bring his Korban yet, he did not take a haircut yet. And he became Tomei first. So, look what Tanakama holds, Seisar Esakel. It takes away all that he counted. And now he has to wait 7 days until he becomes Tor. Then he has to start his Nazirus over again. That's the loch. Anytime the Nazir becomes Tomei Lameis, it's Soyser, he takes away what he counted and he has to start over again. Reb Lezer says no. And it's Soyser Elishiva. Reb Lezer holds no, that since it happened on the 30th day, and we say Mitzvah Yom Kukuloi, that really if he wanted to, he could have brought us Kabbonis today on the 30th day. So that it became Tom, it's like it became Tom after his Naziris. And therefore, all he has to do is just wait the 7 more days until it become Tor, and then he can bring both his Kabbonis for the Naziris Tyrant and the Naziris for Tomei. What's going to be if somebody says, Hareini Nozir Shloshim Yom? He says clearly he wants to be a Nozir for 30 days, which that means 30 complete days. Therefore, Nitma Yom Shloshim Yom, if it became Tomei, on the 30th day, he like touched the mace. See, the Lochri is Saiser as a curl. Even Reb Lezer would agree here that he has to start counting the complete 30 days over again. That here, since he said first the complete 30 days, he was not Nishtim, he didn't finish his Naziris. So it's like he touched the mace in the middle of Naziris. That's the Locha that the Yomim Rishonim Ayiplu, they fall away, you have to start counting a complete 30 days over again. The Mishnah Dalid. If somebody says, Hareini Nozir Meya Yoim, he wants to become a Nozir for 100 days. So Locha is Nitma Yoim Meya. Let's say he touched the mace, if he came to me on the 100th day, before he brought his Kabbonis, but since he said Meya Yoim, he cannot bring his Kabbonis until the next day, so Locha is Saisra Sakurl, he becomes Tommy now on the 100th day, and he has to start all over again. He has to wait 7 days till he becomes Tor, then he starts over again. Reb Lezer says, no, ain't a Saisra Lishleshim. True, it's Saisra, he didn't finish his Naziris yet, but he holds you only have to do 30 more days, just like a regular Naziris. You do not have to do 100 days over again. And since she became Tommy on the Yoim Malais itself, therefore, Darshan's Apostle, the Gemara says that Zeis Taras and Nazar be Yoim Malais, that you only have to be Saisa for 30 days. If you would have become Tommy on the 99th day, he would have agreed you have to be Saisa Rakil. But on the 100th day, the last day, he Darshan's Apostle that it's only Saisa now for 30 days. What's going to be Nitme Yoim Meyev Yechad? The person, the Nazir, first becomes Tommy on the 101st day, that day right now really is fit for him to bring his Kabbonis, to take his haircut, but before he brought his Kabbonis, it became Tommy. So Lachar, even the Chum agree now that Saisa Shleshim Yoin, it's only Saisa 30 days, and really it's only Gzerim and the Rabbonin, because really since it was fit for him to bring his Kabbonis, it should not be Saisa anymore, should have just been enough for 7 days. But now the Lachar is Gzerim and the Rabbonin, that he has to wait, to count over again, 30 days. Reb Lezer says, no, he does not make any Gzeirah, and therefore, any Saisra Lishiv, he just has to wait another 7 days until he becomes Tor from the Tumas Mace, and then he could make a Tekalachas and bring his Kabbonis. Mishnehei, Misha Nozavu Bebeis HaKvoros, somebody mez Mekabel Naziris upon himself, but he's in the Beis HaKvoros, and right now he cannot become a Nozir, he's Tomei. So it says, Afilu Hoyisham Shleshim Yom, even if he stayed there in the Beis HaKvoros in the cemetery for 30 days, the Halacha is Ein Oilim Lamin Aminyan. These days are not included, does not help for the Naziris. Afterwards, when it comes Tor, that's when the first has to start his 30 days. And also the Mishnah says, V'yeinoi Mevi Korban Tumah. He does not have to bring a Korban Tumah, but that's only if his Nazir started his Naziris Tatiris. And then he became Tomei, then he, when he becomes Tor, he has to bring Kabbonis. But here he never started his Naziris yet, so he doesn't have to bring a Korban. What's going to be Yotzi goes out of the basic Kvoros, then Nichnas, and then Lady goes back in. So partially went out means, and he became Tor, he waited 7 days, and he started his Naziris, and then he went back into the basic Kvoros. So Lachor is Oilun Loi Min Aminyin. That is a Locha, that when you go into the basic Kvoros, it's not really metamyu midiraisa to have a din that saiser your naziris. So therefore, let's say you went out of the, you were in the, you makal again, you makal ben naziris when you were in the basic verse, nothing was chal yet, then you came out and you became tor, and you started to count the days of your naziris, and after 10 days, then you went back in again into the basic verse. So locher is those first 10 days, it helped you, that later, after you go out of the basic verse and become tor again, you only have to continue another 20 days. There is a tumah of just being in the Beis HaKvoros, that's not Saisa in the Naziris that you already started. Now the Mishnah says, who may be Korban Tumah, that he does have to bring a Korban Tumah. So Farshim explained it means that after he went back into the Beis HaKvoros, not only was he tumah from the Beis HaKvoros, but he actually like touched the mace, and tumah's mace, that's Saisa. So that's a real tumah, therefore he has to bring a Korban, and after he has to start over again his Naziris. Reb Lezer says loy voy bayoin. Meaning to say, if a nozer was mekabel upon himself to be a nozer, and the first day that he started his nazirus, he touched the mace, he became tamei. So such a kesher blessed holds that you do not have to bring a korban tumah, because shenar's loy voy bayoin is the pasha bringing a korban tumah is not where you became tamei the first day you started the nazirus, but you had to at least count one day, and the second day you became tamei. Shenem, because the pasuk says v'hayomim horishonim yiplu. That when a nozer becomes tummy, the first day that he already counted already falls away. Meaning to say, there has to be days that you counted completely. And now the second day of Nazirus, then you became tummy, so then we said the tumma now takes away the first day that you counted. That's okay, that's the parsham of a carbon tumma that a nozer tummy has to bring. But if he became tummy the first day of Nazirus, it's not makrim the posuk of a yom rishon and yiplu, therefore he does not have to bring kabonus of a tummy. Yeah, Mishneh Vov. Misha Nozan Nazirus Harbe. Somewhere is Mekabel upon himself to be a few times a Nazir. And he was Mekabel upon himself in Chutz Loretz, in out of Eretz Yisrael. Vishlemes Nazirusov. And he was Mekabel and he was Mashlim his 30 days as many times as he had to. The Yachakach, and after this, the Bol Yoros, then he came in to Eretz Yisrael. And we're going now that Chutz Loretz has a tumor on it. Therefore, the Nazirus that he was Mekayim in Chutz Loretz not really called the Nazirus, he was Tummy then. So when he comes into Eretz Yisrael now, Beisham, Yomer Beisham, he says, Nozir Shloshim Yom. He has to be a Nozir for 30 days. And after he becomes Torah now in Eretz Yisrael, he has to be Noik for 30 days alone. Like a Stam Nazirus, even though he's Mekam upon himself many Nazirus. But since Tumas Eretz Ham is only with the Rabbonin were not Geizer more than one time now in Eretz Yisrael. But Beis Hillel says, Nozir Batchilu, no, he has to be Noig Nazirus now as many times as he was Mekabel upon himself. He's Mekabel two or three times, he has to be Noig over again now in Eretz Yisrael another two or three times. Maisa once happens a case, Behilni Hamalka, the Queen Hilni, Shaholach Benola Mechoma, her son went to war. The Yomer, she said like this, Im Yovoi B'ni Min Al-Mechome B'Sholom, if my son comes back in peace from the war, Ehei Nazira Sheva Shonim, I'll be a Nazira, she was a couple of herself for 7 years. Uvor, what happened was, Uvor B'no Min Al-Mechome, and her son came home from the war in peace. So therefore, V'hoisim Nazira Sheva Shonim, she was Mekabel, she did it for 7 years, she was a Nazira. Uvisayv Sheva Shonim, after 7 years, also Loretz, then she went to Eretz Yisrael. Varu Beisila Beisila Paskin about her. She tay Naziroid Sheva Shana Machira. She has to be a Nazir for another 7 years. That's Beisila Shita. What you Makayim in Chutz Loretz is not called Nazirus. You have to do it over again in Eretz Yisrael. Well, the Seif Sheva Shana at the end of the 7 years that she did the second 7 years in Eretz Yisrael, Nitmeis, she touched the Meis, she became Tamei. And she had to be Yom Rishon, and Yiplu, she had to start over again. The Nimtzes, it comes out that Nazira Esrim V'Yachashon, she was Nazira for 21 years. Om Rav Yudah, Rav Yudah says, L'hois Nazira L'arba El Arba Esrei Shonot, she was only Nazira for 14 years, that's all. And some say, according to Rav Yudah, Dipshar was that she did not become Tomei in at the end, so if it was only 7 Chut and 7 Eretz Yisrael. And some say, Rav Yudah, she there is, even she did become Tomei, but Yoyim Melois, the last day, it's not Saisera Kirl, she only has to be Noi just 7 days, that's all. Mishnah Zayin. Misha Hoyu Shtei Kiti Eidim Yida Saisai. Some of the two different pairs of Eidim came and said upon him that Eilum Yidim, one pair says, She Nozer Shtam, he was Mekabel upon himself 2 times to be a Nozer. Two Eidim said that they know this Ruvain accepted upon himself to be a Nozer for 2 times. The Eilum Yidim, She Nozer Chomesh, and the other two pair of Eidim say, no, we know he was Mekabel upon himself to be a Nozer for 5 times. So really these two Eidim are contradicting one the other. So Beisham says, Nechloko Eidus, the Eidus is like bottle. The arguments, we can't accept either one, we don't know which one's lying. Therefore, the Ein kind of zeros, there's no zeros at all. Well, Beisila says, no, that Yesh Bechlal Chomesh Tan, listen, the one that says two, everybody agrees to, even the one that says five agrees that there's at least two. So therefore, Shein Nazir Shtayim, Bishur has to be a Nazir the amount that the lesser one says. Because even the other one is arguing, but even according to him, for sure there is Naziris for at least two times. That's called Yesh Bechlam Musayimana. So therefore, at least for the least one, where Makabal the Eidus, he has to be Noyig at least two times. Yeah, Perek Yadalet, Mishnah Aleph. Mishama, somebody says, Hareini Nozir, accepted upon himself to be a Nozir. Mishama Chaber, and his friend hears him, the Yom, and he also says, Vani, means me also. Vani, and his second person, and also said, Vani, means me also. So Lacharis Kudum Naziris, all accept upon himself to be a Noz like the first one. Just Huter Rishon, let's say the first one is a matter is Neder, he takes off his Naziris. So Hutru Kulam, the other two also are not a Nazir, because they only accept it to be like him. And if the first one takes off his Naziris, they also fall away. But Hutru Achron, let's say the last one, Ishael, takes off his Nazir. So Nalachur is Achron, Mutan, the last one is Mutab of the Kulam Asur, and the first two are still also, because they were totally in the first one is still a Nazir. Oma, what's going to be if somebody says, Harani knows I want to become a Nazir? Vishoma Chaveru V'yom, and his friend hears it and says, Pi Kipiv, my mouth should be like his mouth, meaning that I won't be able to drink any more wine. Usaori Kisaori, and my hair should be like his hair, meaning I won't be able to cut it anymore. Has a razor Nazir, that's called the Kabbalah's Naziris. He has to be a Nazir now, the first one for 30 days. What's going to be Harani knows if somebody says, I want to become a Nazir? Vishon Ishton, and his wife hears him, V'yom, and she says, Vani, and me also. Salachar is made for Eshalof. The husband wants to, he has a right that day to be made for her Nazira. To take it off, he has a right to decide, I want you to be a Nazir. But for Shaloi Kaim, his Naziris remains, he can't take off his own. What's going to be if Irene Nazira, let's say she says she wants to be a Nazira, the wife says it first. And then B'Shem Abayla, then the husband hears of Yom and he says, Vani, I also want to be a Nazir. Then the Lachar is any Yachalof, he cannot take off her Naziris, he cannot be made for him. Because when he says he wants it, that's like a key. He's showing us he's happy with it. He also wants to be a Nazir. Mishnah Beis. Hareini Nazir Viat. The husband says that he wants to become a Nazir, and he wants his wife also to be a Nazira. The Omer, and she says, Omein, yes. So Lachar is, Mefer Shalom. Still, he could take off her Naziris, but for Shalai Kayim, but his Naziris is still Kayim. In other words, the husband first, he like said he wants to be a Nazir. V'at means like a question. He's asking her, do you also want to be? He's not like being Mekayim and say, I want you to be. He's asking her, do you want to be? So even though she says yes, still the husband has the right to be made for to take it away. But his is Kayim because he was Mekayim. He made his Naziris first. What's going to be if she says first, Harein and Nazira? She says first she wants to be a Nazira. V'at, she like ask the husband, do you also want to be? The Yom, when the husband says, Amen, means yes, he wants to be a Nazir. Then the Lachar is, and Yochalof, and then he cannot be made for his wife's Naziris anymore. But once he says yes, he's Mekayim, and he's like saying he wants it to be, because he's totally his Naziris and her Naziris. So once he's Mekayim and Neder, or another Naziris, he cannot be made for it anymore. Mishnah Gimel. For Isha, Shenodra, Benozir, and Isha is Mekayim upon himself to be a Nazir. Why, Sashoy, Sabiyana, she was drinking wine, she was doing an aversion, she was all for the love. Where else, Matamba, the Mesim, she touched the Mesh, she became Tommy. So Lachar is Harei Zoi, so if they get Esaboyim, she deserves to get Malkus. She gets 39 whips, she's over the Loisa, save the Torah. She has Asro and she's won. She gets Malkus. What's going to be hateful or bileless and husband is made for that day after she drinks the wine, after she touches the mace, the day the husband hears about it, he's made for the Neder. And the Lachar is, the Baal is only made for Mikan Labo, meaning to say that when she drank the wine in the morning, she still deserves Malkus for that lav. A husband, when he's made for the Neder, he does not take it off the Mafreya from before. He only cuts it off from now onwards. So therefore, when she first drank, she still gets Malkus for that. But what's going to be now, let's say at 12 o'clock in the afternoon, he was made for the Neder, the Naziris. Vila Yoda, and she does not know that the husband took off the Naziris, Sheful Abaylo. Well, he says, Shoy Saman, and even in the afternoon, she kept on drinking wine again. Umatabla Mesa, and she touched the mace also after in the afternoon. So now the Lachar is Amos of Egis as Savoyim. She does not get Malkus for the second Avera. Because since the husband was made for the Neder, the Naziris, at 12 o'clock, so at 12 o'clock onward, she's not a Nazir anymore. So even though she drank wine, she did not know better. She touched the mace, she did not get Malkus. Rabbi Yehuda says, Amos of Egis as Savoyim, Tisboig Malkus Madis. So even though she doesn't get Malkus Midiraisa, but Midirabonim though, she should get Malkus. Malkus Madis needs Midirabonim. In other words, she did not know that the husband was made for neder, so she really, in her mind, was doing an avera. So therefore, she deserves to get malchus midrabbanim.
Yeah, Mishneh Dalet. Ha'isha she'nodre b'nozir, a wife that may was mekabel to be a nozir, and she finished her 30 days of nazirus, and even v'hifrisha espemta, she set aside a behemta for her three kabonis. The nazir or nozir has to bring three kabonis v'yemelos, they have to bring a chatas, a nolan shlomim. V'yachakach, after she was mafra, she set aside her three behemoths for a korbin. Hayful Abayla, the Baal, heard about the nazirus and was made for the nazir and the nazir. It comes out now she was not a nazir at all. She does not need a kabonis at all. So what's the halacha? Im shaloyoyse bemti, if these behemoths belong to the husband, and the husband gave her a right to use them if she needs it for korbin, now it comes out that the Baal was made for the nazir, so she doesn't need the kabonis. If so, the Kedusha was never chal on these behemoths, and therefore it takes that the animals go out that he raw bedek a pasture in the fields with the other animals by behemoths chulin, because it does not have any kedusha at all. It was never hers to be makdashit, because she doesn't have a chayv to bring them. What's going to be v'im shalohoyts of hemta? Let's say these animals belong to her. Somebody gave it to her for a present that she could use. So when she was makdashit, it was chal the kedusha chatis and oilin shlamim, and now the bar was made for her nazir nazira, so she does not need them. But the kedusha is chal upon the behemoths. The lacher is hachat is the korban, chat is tomus. Has to die means we have to starve it. We can't feed it till it dies. That's the lacher of a chat is shemesa baleh. The owner would die. Here also, you cannot, the owner cannot bring it. Therefore, it's tomus. The yola, but the korban oila she set aside. And that's tikkur v'oila that would be brought for a korban oila, for korban nedava. The hashlamim. Also, you could be shlamim, could be brought for nedava nidva shlamim. But the chiddush here is v'nechon liyemecha, they could only be eaten for one day. A regular shlomi could eat for 2 days, but here a shalme nozir could only be eaten for one day, since he was makdash l'shem and nazirus, you cannot eat from him more than one day. But v'einem tun lechem, with this shlomi you do not have to bring chalas lechem. A regular nozir, the pasuk says, al kapeh and nozir, you have to put the lechem. But here, since there's no nozir here, the nazirus is bottle, you don't have to bring lechem. What's going to be hoyel l'moyes tumim? She did not bring a kabonis yet, but she has money set aside that she said, this money should be for my kabonis. Stumin, she did not explain which money for which carbon yet. So lachar is yiplul in the dova. All the money should go for the dovas and the zbech, and they'll bring a kabonis from it. They bring from this money oilis nedova. What's going to be moyis mefroshim? She already explained already and said out of this $100 here, 50 goes for this and 20 and 30 for this. So then the law was like this, the mechat is the money she set aside for the carbon chatis, that's yachol yam ha-melech, she has to throw it into the yam ha-melech, meaning, lenen, we cannot have any anor from it, but v'loy meilem bem, there's no isamila either. And since it goes the yam ha-melech, does not have a din kedusha on the money. What's going to be dimei oila, the money she set aside for carbon oila, yaviyu oila, she should bring an oil to double with it. And therefore meilem bem, therefore there is isamila, we have anor from the money, you have to bring a carbon oila right now. You have to bring a carbon mila, because the money is aimed for a karova. To make shlomim, the money that was set aside for the carbon shlomim, you have your shlomim to spend it and buy shlomim with it. When a chol miyemecher again, you can only eat from that carbon one day. And again, v'einim tun lechem, she does not have to bring lechem, since she does not have a din nazira on her. So only a nazir has to bring the lechem. Here, there's no nazir, you don't have to bring the lechem. Mishnah Hay. Nizrak ole echad min hadomim, let's say she already brought one of the kabonis, and she had the zrikas adam done, then the locher is en yachlof, and now if the Baal finds out about the nazirus, he cannot be made for it anymore. Because once the man is zrikas adam, she's allowed to eat, she's allowed to drink wine, so the neder is not here anymore, therefore it cannot be made for it. It's not called inu nefesh anymore, since she's allowed to drink wine already. The Kibra says, afilu nishchata ole achas, Nikola behemoth. Not even the Zerika was done yet, just the Shechita. If they had one of the behemoths geshachten already, also the Baal cannot be made for any yochel offer. The more explained because he can't be mafsid kochim. Once they made a Shechita, it's a korban already, he can't be mafsid. It's not going to be made for the neder. The neder of Mum, when was this said? But the galachas ha-tairo. If she was married 30 days, betairo, so she's finished in Aziris right now. But the galachas ha-tomo, let's say in the middle of Aziris she became tomnein. And after she becomes Torah, she has to first bring Kabonis to Tumah, and then start over the Din Nazirus again.
So Yofer, then about the husband has a right to be made for another. She Yochlam, he has a right to say, yes, Shavishim Novellas, I want my wife to be Menubal, to be also to drink wine for another 30 days. He has a right to be made for it. Rebbe says, after Tekalacha Satara, even if it's a question of she was married 30 days already and they brought a korban, still, but she didn't take a haircut yet, the husband could still be made for the Naziris. Why? She Yochlam, the husband has a right to say, I don't want my wife to take a haircut, to have her shave off all the hair. So it also bothers him, therefore he has a right to be made for the nether. And even though the korban was brought, but still bothers him, his wife, she has to take a haircut, he has a right to say, Yevsha, it's still called Inu Nefesh for him, therefore he has a right to be made for the nether, and the zeros goes off, and she's not mechuyev to take a haircut. All right, we'll stop here, we'll continue on the next tape.